Rishus HaVimori. Sugya V'Ledes, it's a matzah b'kof nefesh, even though the Mishavur brings out from Avram that even one out of a thousand don't die, still it's a chashash rachuk. And today, the Rabbanan brings down the Sefer from the CDC, if you want to trust the CDC, that 7.7 out of 100,000 people say have a chashash of b'kof nefesh of fatality. That means in the Zman HaChazal, it comes out to be less than 0.1%. And today it comes out less than 0.01%. Less than 0.01%. 7.7 fatalities out of 100,000 births.
CDC.
That's the control center of disease.
They're the ones who
created COVID. That's it. If you want to trust them anymore, they're the whole problem to get to COVID. Nice, it's a Inim Koch Nefesh, a Chashash Rachuk. But we do see that we'll have a Chumas out of it, that even though Bekolius, if you do a act of Koch Nefesh, Bishinu or not, we'll see it's Machlek, it's Simshin Chav Ches, if you'd base. Over here, Lukulam, we do the case of Bishinu. Now, we come to this Indian of giving birth to the Mishnah and Dach Kuf Chav Ches and Beis, which says, Ein Miyadin as a Behemah Biyontif, Mash Enkin Miyadin as a Isha B'Shabbos, Hashish from Rishonim, it sounds like there is no Isser in and of itself of giving birth. Giving birth is not the Isser. The reason why we ask about a case of behemoths, because Mitzvah Sugya of Tircha Yisrael. However, in giving birth, they're intertwined with that there are Isserim. Sometimes you have to put on the light, sometimes the nurse has to travel from a Makom Rachuk, or with a car, or out of the tchum, sometimes they cut the umbilical cord. That means birth itself is not the Isser on Shabbos, it's things that intertwine with it that have that nothing in the category of Koch Nefesh to have from Chal Shabbos. Now giving birth, there's a procedure, wife gets pregnant, you have the ninth month, then she has contractions, then she gives birth, then you have after birth. And that's to read the Shulchan Aruch, that seems to be the order of Shulchan Aruch. It's called Keseda Kesedrum. So let's go Keseda, like it's written down by the Peskim, exactly what you'll do step by step. The first thing is, what happens, you hit the ninth month. Come next month, wife pregnant, what to go do? Says Magazom, Kosev Chasidim, Yizamna Kol Shleichal Shabbos. Prepare everything before Shabbos. For example, let's say you plan to go take your car for Shabbos. You know when you open up the car door, the light goes on. What you should do is disconnect the light in the car, so you should not be Mechal Shabbos. Very simple. Another example they say is, let's say you might go on Shabbos, you're not sure. What people do, they have things packed beforehand. Now in general, you should always have things packed to go to the hospital before because you never know what's going to happen. They tell Moshe what to go do. Have two bags. One bag without the muksa stuff, your clothing, kodemo. Another bag with the muksa stuff, your camera. Then during the week, you take both bags. On Shabbos, you take one bag. Chosom, inu bereishoy. They say, let's say you have to call on Shabbos, the chashash, put on speed dial, or in Hanof, you want to make sure the guy is on call. My wife, every Friday, we should call the guy to see he's on call. If you call the guy to go take him on Shabbos. Beit Shemesh, you have to also know in the gate of the Klum of Tumim, that you have to go to the hospital. Therefore also you should have two bags, or know the Gedorim, what you go take, what you now go take. So I mean, you have to prepare for when you want to go to the hospital. Now, this question about preparing to go to the hospital was something Shuma might in Chilul Shabbos. The question is, let's say, for example, I live in Hanof, and we gave birth in Shai Tzedek. To go from Hanof to Shai Tzedek, we don't walk, we take a taxi, ambulance. Okay, the question is, let's prepare before Shabbos, it's the ninth month, let's go rent an apartment right by Shai Tzedek. Well, I know there's a wonderful doctor who lives right there, Dr. Nitsky. He lives in the back of Shai Tzedek.
You were right when you said rent.
And the question is, the whole couple, every time we get to the ninth month, we rent to Dr. Nitsky. Why not? He's a wonderful person. I know 2 years ago, his mama, she took care of me every single day from the hospital. I was there for quite a while and Imam Shah said to me, he's a very caring person, I won't close the tape. So maybe you have a responsibility to make sure not to call Shabbos. So first, this idea that Sefer Hasidim, wrote down with Magadron, the question is it a chiv or the correct thing to go do? They point out the word to Mishnah Berurah is min haroi. It's a correct thing. The word to grab, the word to zar, the word to Yisrael is nothing. The word of Aruch HaShulchan is Hasidim v'anshe ma'isel. So first you have to know this idea of prepare before you give birth, have things ready, is the Kuret and Hogo, Mitzvah Achiv. Hashem is so, where's the Makar coming from, what's the Sfar behind it? So we have a Sugya Anido, and that Lamaches, we're moving down, the Chassidim Va'an Shem Maiso, would not be mishtamish before Tuesday night, before Wednesday. That would not be mishtamish. The Gemara explains why, because in those days, a girl gave birth exactly 271 days from being called a Zara. Now, the Zara will have 3 days inside the Isha. She had Tashmish, Motzei Shabbos, or Sunday night, or Monday night. It's possible to give birth on Shabbos. Therefore, Chassidim HaRishonim, the Gemara says, would not be mishtamish before Reviv Shabbos. That means the Makor not to Mechal Shabbos. Already 9 months earlier, Chassidim HaRishonim would perish from their wives on what Shabbos, Sunday night, and Monday night, they might give birth on Shabbos. So we see this idea, this klal, that Chassidim, it's a nice thing to worry about not to Mechal Shabbos. How far they go take it? They bring down the Chavnish with if, by his, one of his Mishpacha, she first rent a place next to the hotel, next to the hospital, to give birth, in case she goes to get trashed and wants to give birth, says that it's only a correct eight, that's a nice thing to go do. That's a nice thing to go do. A second core of this concept, we have Gemara and Shabbos, not you test some Nalef, Aloha Bortan in Reish Memches, Ema Fligim Besmino. Person should not go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. What does it mean 3 days? Machlokes among the Paiskim. It means Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It means Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. It's Thursday, the first day. You should be down from the grain from Thursday onwards. You should not go on a boat. And the question is, why you should not go on a boat from Thursday onwards? So there are 8 reasons among the Rishonim. We should be down to 5 of the reasons by Lachol Maisa. 2 of the reasons on the Gerah to us. When he says a person goes on Thursday and Friday on a boat, you get seasick. You're about to be oinig Shabbos. Therefore, if you don't go before Thursday, you get rough and get used to it. It's not about to oinig. Go on Thursday and Friday, you're about to oinig Shabbos. Therefore, you cannot go on a boat on Thursday and Friday. Less from Mokka Mitzvah. The second reason is because when a person goes on a boat Thursday and Friday, a boat is a dangerous place. Not from Gorach Nefesh. And you're putting yourself in the matzah that you come to Mechal Shabbos as Mechal Ben. Therefore, since 3 days before Shabbos, a person is responsible to deal and associate with the idea of going about Shabbos right now, you have to worry right now, from Thursday onwards, that you should not cause the matzah of Chil Shabbos and Shabbos as Mechal Nefesh. So it comes out we have to be doig from Thursday onwards to have a sugya of eating Shabbos. It means to have a sugya of not to cause Chil Shabbos. Give an example, a person is supposed to have selective surgery, a C-section. As if a couple times, people ask me when to have a C-section. I said, what's the day start? Well, Isha told me Thursday, Sunday, Monday. It's up to whenever you have different days, what days you want. I said, not Thursday. Why Thursday? Because, first of all, second, you're eating Shabbos. And also, you, on Shabbos, you, within 3 days of being a Yoledes, not go off Nefesh. Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. Can't close the restaurant. That's the pastures. Therefore, negate any selective surgery. Does not make a difference what day you want to have it. You should not have it 3 days before it. Now, if you're doing it 3 days before and on Thursday, Friday, because you're a better doctor, better care, health reasons, 100%. That's not worse than the case of a mitzvah. A value doctor. You're doing it because it's convenient for the doctor or convenient for you that we don't take into account that the battle ending Shabbos, putting some matzah of Kof Nefesh on Shabbos. Therefore, you're also, the same way that the Swam say, to put, that 3 days beforehand, it comes in the ninth month, you're at the end of the ninth month. So the correct thing is to put yourself next to the hospital, not to Mighty Chil Shabbos. Now you could ask a question, if so, who are Fakir, maybe you have a Chiyuv to. Just like a person on Thursday. He cannot go on the boat, asking to be Mighty Chil Nefesh. The Chiyuv is an Isser to be in Arnulf, and the Chiyuv you have to move to Dr. Kaminsky's apartment. Why? Because it's Mighty Chil Shabbos. So it's fair to be Chiyuv to it. There's a Sheva Taisha, there's a Kumvatse. That means I live in Harnof. To go do something, go somewhere else, I'm not afraid to see the Rishonim, it's a correct thing, to worry about it. But no Chivas, it's a nice thing, it's a Menachem in my way. However, the Kumvatse, to go put myself in the boat, to not go off Nefesh, that's all the Chazal say that you can do from Thursday onwards.
See, it's the shore. Mishnah
has
the shore.
What?
Not a Suffolk.
Are the boats in Suffolk? If it's a Vada, it's us from Sunday onwards, says Mishnah Berurah. Shavuot says only a Suffolk. A Vada is us from Sunday. First case of a Suffolk. That means, if somebody's declaring, I live, let's say, in Hanov. Can I go to Kiryas Sefer for Shabbos? That means I can myself to go away. I'm in Flatbush. I want to go to the mountains of Shabbos. Now I'm going to go travel 2 hours. Now the question is, if so, based upon 50, said over here, Amos Ling with Venus, only Sakhum Masay Shavuot Taiso, maybe they have no head to go away. Further away. therefore he asked Rabbi Nachman, where Rabbi Zobel Shina Sefer Torah Seir Leder, he said to Chazir Kumbah Sefer Shabbat Pais, he said, what is your heter to go further away? Next to Ofer Shabbat, he brings it down entire Chos of Ha'oret, he says, really, you have to judge our Kulafi and he says, for example, let's say you have a Simcha in the Mishpacha. The local Machlig Mishpina Reish from Mechaz is Mokam Mitzvah, you let it go even on Thursday. Now what is Mitzvah? It's interesting that Moab of Bingzan, that you can even take a Shvacha Mitzvah, case of Moab of Bingzan, even a case of Parnoso, even Lirish Tnei Chaveri. The Kiddush that we took on, even a Kaldika Mitzvah of Lirish Tnei Chaveri, Pasch Lachla Maitim and the Mishpun, Hilgis Chalamoid, is nothing a category of a Mitzvah here that can even Machlig Mishpina. So let's think about it. The Maitim can be an Anot, and the Mishpacha is having right now an Ofra if you're going to miss. You miss that Mitzvah. You miss something that you're responsible to be part of. That of course is not worse than the case of a mitzvah. This place have anyway, you have let's go see. That means if it's the Chur of Ishtar is your unique Shabbos and not going somewhere, it's something like you can't say for Shabbos to go further away. The argument is very sharp.
It's
also
the same thing like going before
Shabbos? Shabbos is quoting the Amon Rishon Mechaz. It comes from that Makar. Now, so it comes out that the Chur, that to go further away, the Chur is a problem. So you have to judge it, if it's, again, the words of Ofer Shabbos, the simple Mishpachti, the thing that takes away your eining, not worse than the case of Mishpachti Chaveri, not worse than the case of Mishpachti Mitzvah also. So then you would have an answer. Now, is it the best thing? Again, you have to take everyone's emotions and feelings into account. You know, you have parents and cousins and people, no one really cares, maybe you shouldn't go. Lechor, to stay where you are about your right, you go further away, you have to really analyze the closing Chol Shabbos, but it's definitely get a mitzvah, Lechor, you'll have an answer. Let's take a step further. It's not the ninth month. She's in contractions. Right now it's Erev Shabbos. I'm in Hanof. It's coming. It's imminent. So I now have a chi of Erev Shabbos to go to the hospital. I'd rather stay at home for a couple of hours. I have a good meal over here. I have to every 15 minutes grab onto something, hold on to something tight. But you'll see it. My kids and wife have a good meal. Then we'll go. Do we have a right now to Michal and Shabbos, fine, it's just water. Do you have a right? Okay, do we have a right now to Michal and Shabbos and not go to Hasbro right now? We'll say we have a key right now to go, because we know that on Shabbos, this will get a rabbi, and even Sunday onwards, he came in a boat, let's get that out. So the big deal from Biashev and then Scheinberg, the Almighty, you do not have to go on Erev Shabbos. For two reasons. One is being practical that newest times Noshim have something called fourth leather. People will go into contraction, even the whole entire ninth month, the newest times women go to the hospital, they get sent back. And therefore, it's not Nichol get a rabbi. And therefore, he said again, of Amaphim Mishvin and Makamits, you want to have Erev Shabbos right now, the Chayb right to say, especially your first kid or second kid, they don't even know what contractions are, they go to the hospital back and forth. So if they love after the chiv, the aid, they point out, hanging out in the hospital takes out eating Shabbos. It's not as enjoyable as other places. So you have the head of eating Shabbos, and this will also get out of false contractions. Therefore, again, I know there's certain small one of the fact that say, Yerachiv, Nukhtahav, or Yavi Yeledeth, or Shabbos, or Yashav, say, therefore, there is no chiv, even Erev Shabbos with contractions, to go travel to the hospital. So that means it's coming out that a person to cause Chilul Shabbos that might be a Celtic in the house, it's correct and better to go closer if you can. In a house, to go further away before you can't. Again, you have to always judge the situation that you're in. The question now is, like a step further even, a person, let's say, is overdue. Once a Messiah is a birth. In fact, it says, come on, it's a week overdue, and the person getting out of hand already. Like, it's getting heavy, they tell me. And it's hard, and the back hurts, and they don't enjoy it, and everyone's waiting to the Simcha. So my second Mazaris, so forth to Mazaris on Thursday or Friday, you have a bayah of being there and call Shabbos. You can't Mazaris on Thursday or Friday, only on Sunday. That's what a doctor says, you should. The question is, in the situation of being Mazaris not naturally. That means when it eats, as the doctor says, it's not corrupt. Do you have a habit of walking on Thursday and Friday? That's Kumbase. So you have a master with Kuf Nefesh. Do you have a habit to walk on Thursday and Friday in order to close the give birth now, as soon as possible? Pinching Shalom, but the siphon off his Abenu was asked a question and said a person cannot work on Thursday and Friday unless they're already 2 weeks overdue. Zodim Kuba, at least in those days, 2 weeks overdue, is ready as Nichol and get out of a shash of doing the Syrian, a case of maybe leading to surgery. Therefore, to walk on Thursday and Friday to save yourself of a massive of surgery, which is always worse, then he says, when you're 2 weeks overdue, then you have a right to walk. Otherwise, to Mizaris on Thursday and Friday, so what is the answer? That's Kumvatse, Imapling Mesrino. Now the Nishma Shapsi says over the site he wants to tell you the Dapkinai soul and the doctors are Yisraelim, Dr. Mugraim, La Dapko, Agami Shlodim. But how can I take it? There's another Isra that the doctors bring down to Mazaris, to Makai the Mitzvah Eina. So it says Yeshuva, therefore, to Makai the Mitzvah Eina, based on the cipher, and Thursday and Friday also the problem. Now that might be Ishmael Chalakar, right? But it might be that's the Mitzvah. And the Mitzvah, nothing Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah. And he took the status case of walking to Makai Mitzvah Eina, that I will not take it. Again, I see that they do quote the first Yeshuva, says even Eina should not do on Thursday and Friday. Next page is... If the doctor says for health reasons, then rather, that's a rather you do. I mean, a fellowship. So not the case where the person doesn't appreciate walking around for so long. Next stage is giving birth. Now, about the giving birth, Koch Nefesh, Mechal Shabbos, as again, the Gemara is very clear, quoting Rashi, Kam Nebe Eshle Shniyem Shninam. Any Shinri that you can do, you have to go do. Again, the gate to Koch Nefesh, we'll see it's Machlekes, Mishenim, that are placed him. Nice to hear the you have to do a case of a shinui. Again, the words of the Mishabura, according to Magazama, Peter Maka Mishnah, because over here, if only even one of the thousand no pass away, there's a tivy over here, and therefore a person does things only machinery. However, speaks out the Mishabura from the Faiskim, Avada, if the shinui makes it that will take more time to go do this pool over here, Avada is not to a shinui. Avada not to cook, not over here. So, therefore comes out very simply, that when you want to open up the car door when the light is on, you open up a machinery. You want to dial the phone, you should do a machinery on the tab that, let's say, darling, is not going to get over the light. So, I mean, usually the problem with our phone today is usually the screen has an ISF tracer. I mean, electricity, you can say maybe it's a phone on, you have to know exactly what ISF color is. But nice is the idea of the screens are a problem, we'll also do a case of machinery. What? You can have the Rav Meshit and the Rav Lach, whatever is money you want it for, maybe they'll get over the right. Our place we say is the right, so.
Is there a
one of the right? Oh, so first again, we'll get that. First, I still want to say from the time, as if when you drive, you have to remind as much as you can in the block you're doing. Then we say, instead of using your blinkers, which are on the tablet of the lights are not LED, he says we should use hand signals. And another, and I still also say when you go to a red light, you should not push the brake of gas, because that's the block of the right, so you should glide towards the red light over here. Now the Maisa, as they bring down from Shamazam and Shemir Shabbos, they point out that a person starts driving in an unnatural way that they usually do in the week, that itself be a massive of a cross nefesh, especially when you have a lady next to you screaming, who is not too happy what you're doing over here. They point out if Echrami, if you're used to it, all the time you've done hand signals, all the time you learn to glide, you save in grand, they call it close, you have Shabbos also. And they do it all the time, because you know, of course, why not? It saves money, it saves a drop money over here. But if you're not used to going doing that, cautious is you should not do that when you have a lady next to you who's extremely nervous. You're also very nervous usually. Usually you do care for the person next to you. And therefore you follow all the rules of the world like you always do. Now one guy trying to tell me, well, he never keeps the rules of the law. So now he's just doing that for me even more. You keep whatever you always do and make sure everything is safe over here.
To make a right, she has
to
create a
No, actually, that's not how the symbols work. No. Now this is again the passage of the Issa of the Gate to an Issa of the Rice, as you're pointing out. The Gate to Issa of the Abonans is very interesting, that Batim is not Goth Nefesh. Do a case of Shinoi is not Mlok of the Abonans. It's very sussing on the page, no one says that person by Issa of a Shinoi got to a case of the Abonans. Even when you learn the Lok and Timish Nukov Chesed of Yudain, by case of a Sakonis Aver, you can even do a case of a Deraisa Shinoi, you do not do a case of the Abonans Shinoi. Therefore, the Sefer B'Koach Nefesh 100 years ago, he's very clear that the Rabbanos do not need a Shinoi. Of the Ashur says the Rabbanos do not need a Shinoi. Bushi Oz, Sham Yenison. Again, I see those who want my fact break. They want to bring that from the Shibur of Yenar Simon, not Muchak. Pashas, the only Chiv to do a Shinoi is on their Isis, and the Rabbanos believe as is. The best way is the Stimus Apostim. Not one Rishon says no Achran Kmat says this idea of doing a case of machinery. I do a case Shinan and do Rabbanim. The Lach is only Shinan and Raisa, not a Shinan and do Rabbanim. And let's say a person cannot do a Shinai. Is he here to go get a guy? Can't do a Shinai for no reason. You have to go get a guy. Now, Avada and Graham are lazy and they are not zealous. As you know, for example, I know in Tzapesh, a fellow knows the Graham called that fellow and not the ambulances. Why? Because that fellow comes and the ambulances don't come. I want to ask the ambulance guy, you guys fly around all over the place. What are you guys doing? You know, everyone knows you don't come. So, you know, we're chasing each other. You know, we're busy. We're having all these races over here. So, yeah, they're flying around. Love after the kid gets the call. So, nice that they are not those. Even all the grain know that. That the Yidden come within a minute or two. They don't come 10, 15 minutes later. They come 6 hours later with a war going on. You know, there's some other reason. They don't seem to be much of what's going on going around. So, let's say there are those, as much as the Yisrael. The question is, just like they have to machine it, you have to go get a guy. Most of the other people go to the office seem to say that way. They have the Shulchan Shlomo and the Shulchan Aruch. He was able to say to Meisah, you do have to go get a goy. Just like you have to, the might in the case of the ice, you have to do a case of machinery. Now, therefore comes out, you have an option, a goy yourself. You want to go drive to the hospital. So in the Geta, the Kalorius again, and all the Kof Nevishes, if you have to go get a goy over yourself, there'll be a Maflikas or Faiskim. So over here, so as far as you should go get a goy. Therefore, I have an set up. That there is a guy he's supposed to call before Shabbos to see if he's on call. Therefore, if ever your letter calls them on a Friday to see if he's on call, usually he is. And therefore, on Shabbos, when she has to go to the hospital, she uses him. Why? Because the guy goes over using Yisrael. That's called, just like, again, a Shinei overrides. When you have to go take your own car, okay, you might see go call a guy.
So,
usually, we'll get that. Is a Shinei better than a guy? It's just like a guy. Both the same. Now, saying this halacha doing a shinai while led us, by giving birth there are three stages. Before giving birth, there's giving birth, and after giving birth. The thing shinai by what stage? What stage are you saying this idea of shinai? So it's interesting, among the Sfarim, the Oratian says we're discussing the case of only b'shash leida mamish. Beforehand, I think I'll call a doctor. The Shinai, right now, Shemaf Koch Nefesh, who things will be taken care of, and the value, you do not need a Shinai before you give birth. Only B'shash Leid Mamish. A Seder Sheni, the Sliyazah brings on the grid and says to you more, that says before Leid, there's the only time that a person needs to do a Shinai, B'shash Leid, Amf Koch Nefesh Lefenenu. Avada, that situation over here, once it's Arab, Avada Koch, the case over here, Koch Nefesh. A Seder Shlishi, Vika Yitzchak, after you say, the law can do a shinai, whether before later or during later mamish. Tzadav V comes over after Shulchan says, or after later, it's going to run away. Avada is like, okay, to cook that fish. Avada is in the case of a shinai. You do not need a case of a shinai. Do not need a shinai. So come along winning a shinai, the form seems to be not clear. The pashas is always before, during, and after. I mean, the fact that I have to quote these names in the form over there, and no one on the page is Machak, not the Taz, not the Magavam, not the Prima Gledim, not the Mishabura, the Alokha, Parshas, the case of a Shinai is negated before, during, and afterwards. If during or after labor you see things are going haywire, Avada, that's real Koch Nefesh. But things are going as natural childbirth, before, it's only one in a not even one in a thousand, before in all stages, the Alokha should be a case of a Shinai. Now, in this figure, we come along and we come to the state of the Surah Daite. That means we have a right to a Pulah, a malacha, to calm a person down, even not for the act per se of koach nefesh. Now, what malacha can you go do? The Gemara is very clear, even a malacha daraisa. That means you put it on a light, even for a case of a sumo, a light is a daraisa. A sumo, she says, she might need it over here, she feels people are not taking care of her. Even malacha, you can do a malacha daraisa, that sumo daraisa, to calm a person down. First one is, when you're saying the heter of Suva Daita is adapted by your ledes or by all chaylim. Do all chaylim have this heter? The Gemara only being done by a case of your ledes. Maybe no monoshim are different, or your ledes is different. Not the tzad have, maybe your ledes is different. So you already mentioned last week, the Rashi and Shuva and Chazal discussing you riding a kamel. The Rashi brings down from the Ra'ah, and look at you can ride a kamel when he asks you to after Suva Daita. So you see it goes by all chaylim. We're done on the place team. Then you'll see that the Alokha and Simishin Chav Chesed Valid, or Reisha and Ches, or other times bring down the Suva Daita of all Cholim. Tatki Mingdam, Latav Kiletis, all Khan have the head of the Shiva Daitai. By case was a common. Yeah. Now the Anubu Shahis, how do you apply or understand the Genu Shiva Daitai? There seems to be the main question over here is that Shiva Daitai is a common down to make sure her medical needs are taken care of. So that Shiva Daitai means to take care of all the needs. Anything that calms her down. That means, for the requirement coming from Bethlehem, places of often the swing of Kuk confess, we're talking about the Beloch by us, yes, why be in Kippur do you need a case of a Mumpa? Mash Akim, in the case of a Sumo, or a Bayelebes, we're suddenly upon them the same as Sumo Daitis to last the Hanukkah Sumer. So that takes the answer. Why does the Eleb, the Sakin, I did Pachad, she's a Sakin, the Shema in Eisen Yafo Mash Yitzricho. She's afraid, we know she has a Pachad, but not taking care of her needs. So where the place is a Sumer Daitis, she's afraid of not taking care of her needs. Sounds like the needs are for medical needs. We said before. That means the question that is upon the one of Tesis, is Tesis telling you this is the Siva? Any Pachad, this is the head is beside the figure of Pachad, and here the Pachad is beside the medical needs? Well, that's the Getter. The Getter has to be medical needs. If the Getter is not medical needs, there is no Etter. That means, for example, she says, I need a newspaper to calm down. I need a book to calm down. You go drive the car to go get a book, to go get a newspaper. She says, no, I have to listen to the radio. She says, no, I have to see my kids, my children. I'm Yeletis, and I gotta see my children. Now, those medical needs, nothing to do with medical. The newspaper, the radio, and the kids are not medical. Will calm her down? She's saying it'll calm her down. She has to see her children. Is that not in the category of Sumer Daitai or not? Those four cases I said over are some of Zama's cases. He said a safer, he said a newspaper, he said seeing my kids, he's saying the radio. And he says, what is the Getter? Sarachin. Sarachin, what is the Getter there? Is it again, place the assertive here, that's the Getter, and that's the Sibra Mitzal Sikha Pachat. He said, Kumuvan, a body you have to understand that sometimes a person has the right to be doing something. I mean, it's out of the normality. The body has to take things also into account to ask for something that doesn't make any sense. I want a slushy. Calm me down with a slushy. You have to maybe take that into account. Seeing my kids, maybe that does make, it does make sense. You have to start maybe analyzing it. But at the end of the day, the question really comes down to, is that Sumer Daitai a medical need? Or anything that calms it down? Because the Shani, when he discussed it, he almost takes it to the extreme. He says that Loka is a medical need. So an example, Isha, your letters give birth to Yelad. Yelda. They see something's wrong with the child and they have to take away the child to mamash for medical reasons and it goes to the father or a doctor and they take care of the kid directly in another city. The mother wants to go. She just gave birth to her child. She's terrified. Where's my child? What's happening to my child? Can you mechal derais and take the mother with the child? Zechor HaShani, Asume Daitai? Medical? This is why she's terrified. There's nothing to do with, she will not help the kids that and the medical needs. No matter. He says, no one to take the mother, you know, even if it's a Isa, to with a child. Shall they whisk away and they'll take care of it? That's how I took you said. So another example says the Chodesh Shani. A car crash, family left for Shabbos, they take each child to a different place. Take the parents, one half alone, even one has to go to that place. People are terrified. Well, that's my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, children. Says to Machal Shabbos, derisive of that? What's the answer? That's too late, I say. She's afraid. That's not medical needs. Where's the answer for that? Now, just to be clear what that means, I keep saying the words that I saw. There's a Mephosha Lachem Simon Shin Vav Sif Tes, a Mechaber. Father speaks out of someone who's afraid of, that he wants to go see Craven. Craven, mom is the second case, I want to see my kids. He says to go get a gray, do an act on Shabbos, by case of Durab Bonums, that's a Gerem Yilmanachi, that's Mutla Suvei Daitai. That means not medical needs by the Rabbanim Zamotar. That's clear, that's Mephur Shemachaber. Simon Shinvav Sifet. Likewise, that means the Rabbanim Zamotar Suvei Daitai, not medical. Craven. However, things that are races, we have Ephra Suvei Daitai to light a candle. Kindle the Chodesh Shemin the Mice, and he says, you have no Ephra. Shemir Shabbat Mice are passing this way. Netik Aviel, in O Yisrael, Chavet, Mem Gimel, Mem Dal, Mem Hei, three times, says very strict, there's no letter only for medical need. The Shabbos has gone this way. Atar Shani, Rav Yaakov, and all you saw Mandal is writing back to the Gemara, what are you talking about? Kashi is, no Mishrai is, but Mishrai is that one Rishon says that Gemara believes. And Tosis, the only Derech Agav saying Shat to answer him, is different where the Pasar is. That's not even the point of Tosis. The Stephen of Tosim says, well, Suvedaito, Suvedaito means a common person down. Wouldn't we see anywhere that anyone says that the Getter, we see that the Seba, we'll see that case together. I heard Rav Reuven give a shiur about it, that the Isha Yeledus wants to give birth, she had a couple of kids at home, and something would do with the kids, you give it over, give it to the neighbors. The neighbors, she doesn't like, doesn't trust, she's dealt with them in the past, she knows who they are. Why is the doctor Beit Shemesh? And I was a doctor made back, I want to live with my kids to doctor. Some of them are made back, some Beit Shemesh, some of them are very good with this doctor, some of them are good with that doctor. They have a right to go drive my kids or to send my kids to made back or Beit Shemesh. I go with them, make sure they get there. To drive Avet Chum, Dreisa, Kalvir. So Rav Reuven said over, explain to her it's not needed, you tell her give it to the neighbors, don't worry about taking care of it. And she said she can't, I can't handle it, I'm not going to disable it. Cheshbel says, I want it to Nebuchadnezzar. So the Chavish calls the Nebuchadnezzar also, they're right in Mechal HaShabbos, that's Suvei Daitai. Now you don't tell her she's a Nebuchadnezzar, that might not be the Suvei Daitai. That's his words. So the Maisa, he says, you try to convince her, but he can't. The Maisa, she's afraid, and sometimes people are afraid of leaving the kids by neighbors. Were they afraid of a kid that not going to have an Oyek Shabbos? It's on the mind. What they don't want on the mind when they're giving birth, their kids at home with their neighbors. So they write to Beit Shemesh, and they made back from Chal Gris, they also. So the Maisa are two sides of here, what to go do. There are those, again, from the Zaman specific. The Stapek, the Maisa, what's on places, is this together with the Sibo, in the Kodesh Shani, Shemir Shabbos, Maisa, Vei Machmur, and Tzal Hashem, Yav Yasa, whom the Maisa are Mekel. Taking their cases over here, how to apply it. One case is the Maisa, the instructor, the person taking epidural on Shabbos. Epidural basically is a drug that takes away the pain of the contractions. How do you like to do that on Shabbos? What they do, they take a injection into the lower of the back by the spine. They, during the week, if you go take a nap, there also someone says that to be natural, you have the color. Maisa, some kubale, that the one on Maisa does take epidural during the week. Let's say the assumption you have to take it during the week, for Kathmegim ready, they take on the woman that's tired of Panostas, and they have to take on the tire of later. So fine, they take on one over the other. So Maisa, the question is, can they take an epidural on Shabbos? So the whole first, the starting point is, what malacha are we discussing over here? Is there a malacha? So I saw two swarms say it's malacha d'Abonim, two swarms say it's malacha d'Aisa. We'll get to what the doctor says. I spoke to him on Thursday. What exactly happened? Because that was his job for years doing the epidural. That's what he said, your Bikias over here. So we'll get to what the book says and also what the doctor says. That Maisa, the Shram seems to say that putting the needle together, you inject it. The time to say it's the ISO is that you have to make sure you inject it in the right place. You pull out a little bit to get some dam inside. The dam is nichle. You mix it inside with the well. Same with the book say. You know what you said? And therefore, that's the time to say it's the case of the ISO. Therefore, we're dealing with Israelites. If you're dealing with Israelites, the common mission with Shabbos says, you know I can take an epidural on Shabbos? It's only Diabolim. So I'm going to assume a dietary, we say that is water. That's clear. That's a lot to look for again. So we shouldn't involve this success. No, so one time it's Nichle, go see you at the right place. That's their kind of. We'll get to... That's the practice. We'll get to... First we go with the Psalm, and then we'll get to the Messiah, why we've had this water. But this, okay, but the point of it is to bring out the swallows over here, to allow that to the halacha. The halacha will get to where I'd rather be motor. Maisa, even if it sounds to Isa, someone who wrote it says, the Maisa, we're going to have a figure that's Suva Daitai. Is it medical or not? Someone, nothing real, he wants a title.
Why it's not the medical...
So the question of it is, to take away the pain is like help the key they are giving birth medically. It takes away the pain, and none of the books seem to want to say, the Sfarim at least, want to say that medically the Chora helps, it only helps take away the pain. Who says taking away the pain is medical? That's the Mavucha back and forth again. And every time I'm giving them down, hey, they're right back and forth. These are part of the questions, and they're getting asking back to what exactly is happening over here. Rosen and Shuvah, some of these affects the health of the giving birth. She thinks sex is okay. No, she does not think it's, not one girl thinks it's medical. Other shawai don't think it's bad. I think it's okay. Why is it medical for her? No, if you tell me it's medical. So, does that mean they get to worry about that case then? In some cases, yes, in case, no. My brother, if you manifest test, because it's wrong, my see, he gets involved, is it medical or not? He said, let's analyze it. Even if it is an act of medical, an act of koch nefesh, she said, what is the act of koch nefesh with suve daitai? The Gemara says you have either alamashto, a doctor's sass, or when the friend carries you, we take on all the kula. And the only time is when you put in the epidural, you want to say, when you put a gift, when she's in pain, before she even got these levels over here. So if you want to tie that with her, who says you even have this hector to put it in, because the whole epidural, unless you might die, even on the science medical, they're putting it in too early. She wrote the questions of Pnei Menachem. The general level will go back. My thought, they don't put it in too early. Why? Because birth can either be very quick, be 2 minutes, as I know, or birth can be 2 days, as I know. It can go from a long time to extremely short time. It pops out 2 minutes, Mamish. Yeah. It can be from 2 days to Mamish to 2 minutes. And we can tell the taxi guy, you better go, cause, and he's at 2 a.m, the red light, he's stopping the red light, he gotta go, I'm telling you. And 2 minutes, you know, the guy didn't move. Now that the doctors say you don't want to put in too early, because then when the real contractions come out, the proper ones, you won't have that epidural anymore. You can do it more than once, or you can put in too much. They want to do it at a stage already, which is past the stage of Alamash Badam Shushas. The other thing Nachman says, Zephman C says they're not doing it too early. They're doing it at a stage already when they after the level of Shofanar, where they never get up Koch Nefesh. They didn't want to tie it, it's in the category of Koch Nefesh, of medical. They point out, why is it in the category of medical? They say, since when he stops the pain, it keeps the blood pressure lower. So it's healthier to have a lower blood pressure. It's practical. Right? Also, it takes away the weakness from the isha, and therefore she's easier, and she has more strength to give birth. Also in the category of medical. Right? They bring down a Makkah Mishnah, that the Chav Tazalei in Simon Shinchov Chesed Dalad, based upon the Mechav by us in Sivov and Simon Shin Lamed, they gave to the sugya of a Madura who I have to get to, the Magmishan Chiddush. When did we say the case of Madura by lighting a fire with the Chiddush? Ain't that kind of, yes, but it's kind of, but it's Jam, Mishan, Rishanin. The words of Machabes, Kol, Mash, Rebel, Lassus, B'Meyachol, you have a right to go do on Shabbos. How fast in that way? That means, what do you Rebel do you Meyachol? You take it after Dural. Therefore, you have a right to take it on Shabbos. Mamish, Nichol, the words of Machaber. Even those who want to argue with Machaber, in this case is even better. So it comes out, the Meister, Rebbe says, based on these reasons, and after Pnei Menachem will back him, the Meister, you certainly have a right to go take an epidural, and therefore even the form of grapple back and forth, I do not find any safe for the Meister being Machmer. Every day, for numerous reasons, time is showing us the Meister, anyone make or take an epidural on Shabbos. The aid, I spoke to the doctor on Thursday, he tells me, if you get blood in the needle, then you got the wrong place. Tells me that what you're supposed to go do is that when you at least you bend over the back a little bit, you put it in between the two vertebrae and the hollow space over there. There should not be any incidental going on at all. Maybe the abdomen, maybe not. Now, look among my friends, we definitely get a abdomen. Therefore, assuming you have a head of a suicide, should not be a problem over here. And therefore, if you get blood, assuming it's lenny chale, not for him, not for the doctor, not for the person. And this, he's saying this going on for years. Why this problem grappled with it? And what they were told maybe 30 years ago was different. I don't know. That says he does not know either. But the doctor says is that there should not be any dam, and if you got dam, you got a problem. If so, it's only nifl, maybe to get it to our bottom. The body can't. The whole question is more in the lumbus. He said it to get out of it, but not inside the practicality.
No. You want to add something interesting?
Yes.
Pasuk says, Elo Yisho Amar, Harbo Arve Etzvone Behevone, Ve'etzev Tel Divonim, Elishek Teshuk HaSeh. Right? Ve'etzev Tel Divonim, Zetzar Haleido. Why does it say after that, Ve'elishek Teshuk HaSeh? Kind of a funny time to let the woman know that she's not in charge when she's having a baby and she's thinking she wants to strangle him, right? So in order to make the pasuk intelligible, the word Yisheich in gematria is epidural.
Go figure it out.
Okay, so we have a marker the Oraisa.
The Balaturim on the Pasuk?
What?
The Balaturim?
No. He's in the game
itself. Yeah, he's a game that he cares. Yes, he cares. In any case, the game that he made, I tell you, is let's say a person... Sadly. In that case, the answer is let's say a person is close to Shai Tzedek, and he should rather go to Bikacholim on Shabbos because it's a better hospital like the doctors. Or for example, let's say a person would rather go to the mountains, they don't like the doctors in the mountains because they've dealt with them in the past, but they'd rather go down to the city, go to the Mummies, or go to Coney Island, or go to wherever it's Lakewood, and they'd rather travel 2 hours on Shabbos to get better doctors. You have to have to to Michael Shabbos to every part of the gas pedal, another SPS, another SPS, another SPS, another fire, another fire. You have to go do that to go travel to a further away place, because I'd rather have the doctor, I'm more comfortable over there, more geschmack for me. So come on, the Chesha Eif of the Padre, and I see he passed him with smutter. He said, why? Masuna Daitai. And I said, I feel the doctors there are better. I don't like the doctors in the mountains. I trust them better. They're my doctors. I feel more comfortable with them. But Mamish, my husband, he's like, give me better. He said when his young rabbi, they bring down a story, his young rabbi of Padre, the child, that he passed this way in Israel, and they made a big rash against him. So they went over to Rabbi Shinsky and the rabbi Brisk, the Brisk Rav, they said he was right. So this is the answer of Rav, the Meister says, you're going a further away place. They say, yes, Meister, be honest. You're not going to pick your clothes because it's close to your parents, or because it's cheaper, or because you get better clothes, get this for that Lachlamah, that for Lachlamah. You can't be doing it because, you know, you enjoy the place better, or you like that girl. That you can't do it for. You have to have medical needs. You like the doctors. They're better. They take care of you. They're better nursemaids. You feel more comfortable with having Jews around. They do a better job than Arabs taking care of you. There'd be something that's being medical reasons, some of that's the right thing. No, they take care of you better. The Jewish...
There's no,
at the moment they're overwhelmed by the fact that, you know, I get a free room or sheep over here. That's not on my mind right now. That's a sheep in the hospital that's not a super doctor, that just, I want it. If you tell me I'm in a super doctor, he's like, fair, that'd be a good question. Now another question that comes up is, can you take a labor coach? Now during the week, Kathnagim, all the Mephonics, the Americans, they seem to take labor coaches, and the Israelis seem to be one to be like Americans now. So the question here is, they get a labor coach, can they travel on Shabbos to look at the right, so they go come to help out the slave on Shabbos? Now, if you go around any seven people, for example, even in Shiva, you go around to Dr. Eisenstein, or you go over to Meltzer, they tell you, ask the governor. Ask the governor. They'll tell you, I'm lucky to have a man, so that's the rabbi's mutter, the case of a day, a father's mutter. We go do an Israel, Meister, what is the after? Even again, the 11,000 will say, what's the after? Nothing of real, again, is Yisrael, in this case of taking a drill, again, and give him a down, hey, come on, what's the time? What is the after? Are they going to be after? There's something really two reasons why I'm after. One is, you tell me what it means, let's do what I say. They say that. The thing about this, we didn't have labor coaches. You had a doctor, you had a husband, there's a nurse there. You're in the clinic, you're up. Be mature about it. There's no real fire for it. Even in one time now, go over to Malcolmson, the Baba's in heaven, but you need one. They gave birth for years. You're not new.
Relative to you.
Even if there's no one time now, there is no answer. Now, just to answer that, as everyone's answering back, then they make it for Suda Daitai. Nice does come first and down, that's Aleph. Even the Suda comes first and down, if it's real or not, the subcourt never shall be here. Wages, as it says, they never had cars in those days. They never had hospitals in those days. We know 150 years ago, they had no hospitals. So where's the answer to go drive to a hospital on Shabbos? You think it's interesting? From Chaim, no. And afterwards, the first Adam says, but you have to go drive a car now to a hospital. You can put it on. The doctor's there. The letter's there. What's the answer? certainly. I think the Olim here is arguing that fact. It's definitely a category of the whole focus. A second thing is that the question is, again, that's real timing. This idea of a labor coach is not a medical need. It's an emotional need. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe this way, that way. So on this category, the Chodesh Shani, what is the after inside the sugya of a medical need? There's no medical need over here. So I said, just to answer that, there are 8 reasons back, the kitzer. Number one is, first of all, they'll say anything about Shiva Daitai, like the seamus of Faith Kimis, definitely get a Shiva Daitai, Aleph. Second is, before, it takes, when you have a labor coach who teaches a person how to breathe, it takes away the pain. Like epidural takes away the pain, this takes away the yisurim over here. This is from the Zalman, can give a person morphine on Shabbos? Is that looking to get him a suicide diet? He says, yeah. So here, again, taking away the pain. The third thing in the mice is, if she is doing, her father's job is to take away the pachad, they're not taking care of her. That's not much like the idea of putting her right. Her job is to take away the pachad. Then they point out, even more, the metzias is that they do more than doctors and the nurses. They practically actually, they just don't, it's not just breathing in and out. The mamish, as I see before, maybe that's some not way, but of course the mamish the ASIC with it. A fifth reason, that several might say that they'll tell you that when you have a labor coach, the labor is usually 50, at least an average 15 minutes quicker. Yeah, that's some not sure, but it's 15 minutes quicker. That means you have 15 minutes less of the Korb Nevesh. You have 15 minutes less. Why that's not fine? You can say why. Fine, what they're doing, they're making less time in the labor, which again is saving 15 minutes of Korach Nefesh. The idea over here, we said that since they are helping out physically in the labor usually, we said before that you can pick any doctor that you want that makes you comfortable. Then you have a choice to go further away hospital or the close hospital if you feel more comfortable. Since the master is helping out, you're choosing her over the doctors and nurses, who always seem to be busy with other things going in and out, that will be basic with you. So it's come good after this also. Very good point out, when you have a labor coach, I've seen it, you know, the doctors and nurses, and in certain hospitals, they don't seem to care that much. They say, no, we have to give birth, we have to get things going, doctor, I have to go, he'll say, all right, it's gone on too long, we need a C-section. All right, we have to massage now. And when there's a labor coach there, oh, we have to, you know, put epidural and she wants natural, and then they're going to stop doing things that she won't appreciate. And I've seen the labor coaches, they get involved, they know, we're going to push as much as we can. We don't need a C-section. We don't need to do surgery right now. Let's try a little bit longer. Try another half hour. Try an hour. And the nicer. I know personally that the labor coach pushed it, made sure surgery did not happen. That mama's saving one person from matzah kol nefesh. The mama's saving surgery is matzah kol nefesh. It's saving them from that. So that problem we are. Wait, it's back to mechaper. It says kol ma gilim lasu to kol ma basically master gilim lasu be made whole for matzah kol nefesh. Then we get to the Chavishan of Chesed and Dalet. The Lord will say, over here, Evan agrees. So there are 8 different reasons why to answer back to Metzik Ariel. Again, the Maestro seems to be that a stark is fair why you can have a labor coach, Michal Shabbat, to come to help out with the labor. Then what comes out, that the Maestro said, I see, the Americans all have a tzak. The Maestro said that the doula, the labor coach, can the Maestro be Michal Shabbat, go on the car by himself, and this is the right to come to the hospital. The Israelis, yesh v'yesh, coming more and more before some mice that go to it. And again, the story very stark for a mice where they can. Now the question is, who exactly go travel with a lettuce on Travis? First thing is, the lettuce goes inside a car. She has a head to cross nefesh. A girl is driving the car. Could the husband go with her? Now the story is, what exactly is the issue of a husband going in a car with a wife who the guy already has their head to go drive the car to the hospital for the wife? What issue is happening over here? So first of all, is the Akshash Hashem Yad B'Shvile? Not Mucha, not someone to love Dafka. Not B'Shvilein, like case of a guy, Drabonin, so the husband can go. What exactly is the issue for a husband? What issue we're discussing with a husband going inside a car with a wife? Again, a wife, she grew up nefesh. The greatest of the malacha derives that any way for the isha, going any way to the hospital. So what's wrong with the husband as being a tag along? The Moshe of Shuvan, our friend, comes out, he says, not so. says, what is there here? He says, what? Ule mishim maris ayin. Mishim maris ayin. Where can he go? What's the answer? What's the problem? So Chashabah is speaking down from Biyashiv, what's the problem? Going in a car with your lettuce? Silver Shabbos. Silver Shabbos. Otherwise, what's the answer? What is this going inside a car that anywhere you can walk in the lights before you let it go anywhere that place? It's a motor again. The going is a... Right. Oh, right. And since the letter is what is the issue of the nechol? That means, so the husband is tying along with it with the letters, either a max ayin, or the nechol is a little sharpest. You should know what is the nachmina, what the reason of it is. So the nachmina is maybe what's better, a car or an ambulance.
Is that more weight than the car?
They get involved with lab doctors more weight than the car, you have involved with tears, not muchach, benicha, no lab doctors, anything. Out of communal issue. But let's say in most cases, and there are some people live out of communal health, but most people live in the school, make it simple over here. So basically, maybe not, you know, the reason is you have a choice of an ambulance or a car. You have a cigarette of Mars, I don't know, not make a difference, if either husband can go. Besides the Shabbos in the hall of Rabbi should not be a problem. Also, Mars, I know, it might be better to use an ambulance over a car. Because then there's no Mars, I know, one sees. I mean, on a mitzvah, the Yitzchak has nish. A person wants to know when he has to go up to Koch Nefesh, running out of a shul, on a cool, a fellow should take all the towels. So he says, okay, leave your towels on. Why is your shul? Grab the towels, Koch Nefesh. That gets you in my sign. So you could get involved with some of the Moshe's idea over here. So Moshe says, this will get in my sign. Let's understand, the guy going with his yeshivas or clothing, he has a girl next to him, obviously pretty big over here, she's in the front, holding on, so you have to know why exactly, even the case of Marathon over here, he's flying through traffic, each other why, there's a case of Marathon. Because the person obviously knows why he's going. But actually, you know, the mice are about their husband can't go alone, before that's the partial, because there's no real issue going on over here. Now, when Isha is going to give birth, before, but the husband can't come along, really the wife would say, what? We'll get to it. Really, the wife really say three different things over here. The wife, she has three options what to tell her husband. Either she tells her husband, you better come, you know, it's good for you, you have to come to the hospital. Or she can say, if you want to come, if not, not. We're saying, I gave birth so many times, you never really helped anyway, I don't really need you, what are you doing anyway? I have to hold your hand, you're not even holding my hand. Now, you can't handle these things over here. So they don't watch the kids, I'll be more good if you watch the kids than come with me. So, in all three of these cases, I better start analyzing, where's the luck in the gate to Shabbos, can my husband come? Three different cases over here. So first, there's a letter the Chaim himself wrote that says, Mizayah Rami Shisul Imo, where Mizayah's people to go with her. We tell husbands to go with their wives. That means if she says she wants you to go, or tells you to do whatever you want, we tell the husbands to go. The Sifrim is down our way, the Batsina, Satcha writes, whether your wife tells you, I need you, or Pyre Veloshim, you can do whatever you want, the Meister, we go. They say from two reasons. One is, even if she says, love doctor, I need you, it's still for Sivadaita. The Sivadaita, the Meister, from Mechal Shabbos, you put on the candle over here. Voice of the Chedoshani, sometimes it will lead to the act of Koch Nefesh. The child comes out, there might be complications. Therefore, things have to be decided. The wife of Dafka is always can be functioned mentally at that stage after she gave birth. And therefore, the Mach Koch Nefesh right now for the child, the Vadi, you, the husband should go. So it comes out, therefore, based on this reason, Muslim, the Vosna, the Shemir Shabbos, if it's a frame, or the shami, or the shrimp, or all the maestro come along and say, whether she says, I want you, whether she says, do what you want, the maestro go. I tell you, shami, the rules say, you can only come when the wife says, I want you. The maestro, and earlier, the word of maestro is, interesting tshuva, he says, you should tell your wife that the etzem, don't be afraid, don't worry, the doctors there, the nurses there, they'll take care of you, you know, everything is fine. If you said, I still need you, I still want you, then, since the Issim might be Mutzad and Sugim Maris Ayin, then I might see him go with her. Otherwise, it sounds like, only because she says she needs you. Otherwise, she said, I don't need you, what's the answer? I need Mutzad and Sugim Maris Ayin, the Chiddush also. And therefore, Izzah, Master Klein, or Yashiv, or Tzim, or Meister, want to be Machman, say, the only time he can go is when she says, I want you to go. The problem is that you won't have the answer. could be the thing, assuming the heter is only from the sugya of the Sura Daitai, not mitzvah of the Shani of Koch Nefesh, not from the Sura Daitai. She said, I don't need you. What's that? Because I'm sugya of the Sura Daitai. Taking mitzvah further, she says, the Maya said, I don't need you. I don't need you. I know, I've done it before. So Shlomo says, in that case, besides from Moshe of the Bad, you have no heter, all the things have no heter, if Shlomo says, here I switch, I say, I don't need you. She said, I don't care if I have her options. She says, like that. You know, she really wants, she's her Shabbos, she's worried. But she says, don't need you. She says, but first, can you still go? Because she's saying, yes, you know, but she doesn't know what's going to happen. She says, can maybe second, you go? But afterwards, what's your other going? I said, if any, again, come on to Vosner, and the Chodeshani, and the Shomazam, and they might say, you still go. And the Chodeshani said, is why? Now, that woman said, the Sugim was Sugim, the Chodeshani, and she told me, said, the Sugim, Koch Nefesh. The Maya said, at the end of the day, you don't know what's going to happen. It's all, there can be complications. And again, the mother and the child, either one, can have complications. She, the past 8 births, everything was fine. Things do happen every birth. We're not sure. Things do come up. Things do have to be decided. Do have to ask you well. There are child Koch Nefesh. Therefore, the Maya, even if she says not to go, the Maya said, to go. Oh, later. So first, again. So first, when she says you want to go, you go. She says, do what you want, partially go, especially if you're a person that can go. Tells you do not want you to go, so first you go to Shalom Bayis, and then you go to after the hospital with her. Now, this one, you only have one person over here. First of all, now, okay, my husband's coming, he has to take care of, but I need my mother also. She says, I need my mother, and also I also need a labor coach. So I need a labor coach, I need my mother. I can go without my mother. And I need my husband. I care about my husband. So I drive a heter to 3 people Machal Shabbos because I need them. So again, I still want to say even if Shabbos wants to be Machmor, before us, he still wants to be Michael. And the Chodeshani says, we really call it the Indian. Before the Sfar Shabbos is why I call it the Indian, it really depends if each one has its own position what to go do. That means I think the labor, let's take a very simple thing. There's a husband and a labor coach. 2 people, can they go? Can you go with the labor coach, which is very common. Again, the mother is a sacrifice. That's a traumatic question. Can you take the husband and the labor coach? Happens all the time. Americans want to know. Consult them. Nice Machal Shabbos. Pashas, they're 2 different tafkidim. The labor coach is there to take care of the labor itself, the birth itself, to make sure, to massage things, to make sure she breathes, and be acing the labor. The husband is there, the complications. Sure, the labor coach might help out, give advice, but the one to decide the questions and to calm her down and to be asic with it is not really too healthy to leave a labor coach and you have to deal with it. You need someone to demand decisions. If his child, she's more semicha upon him than a labor coach. And therefore, each one has their place of either to adapt and self nefesh. Therefore, quality Indian, if each one has their place, well, then the mice they can both go. Sometimes, if each one has, there's no need for the husband. But just now, I'd rather have a husband come and enjoy it. He's there because he's the first of his child. But he should be there for it because, you know, I feel that way. So he doesn't have to go on Shabbos. Well, he is there because there's no need for him. Same thing in the gate to mother. Most times the mother is not there for any health reason, just because I feel close to my mother and I like to be here for my child. So, fine. They have their disassociation issues. But my son, to be there for health reasons, there's no real reason for that. I was right to analysis with that day. She just feels she enjoys it. I didn't say to calm her down. I switched words not to. Now, let's say you come home, hospital, and your wife's not there, she went to the hospital. Do you have a right with how well it's right to go there? So, Pashas is, again, basically what happened to Yeshki, can you do an Isra right to drive your own car? He says, the whole yeah. Let's see what that's in, cross Nefesh. Lighting a candle, Shmir Shabbos, Kodeshani, might say Pashas, even though you're not going with her, you're afterwards for the same exact reasons. A guy might see the big name of Shamu Shetzi Machmer. I don't sound nice to what the story is. The story is, just like you're right to go with her off these reasons, both Sue Dietary and Self Never, still the same idea as far as over here. He can go in any way as quickly as possible. And this is the right thing. I can do it with a case of machinery. I would not put on blink. I would not use the hand signals. No, I would not glide. Also, I would do any way to not need the matzah kol nefesh.
You don't go to the place of matzah.
This, I think, the husband being there is after kol nefesh, and the suit. I think also the suit that the husband also for medical reasons. He takes care of the tzrachim. Our mom's, her husband's like a candle. The Muslim should buy and the Kabbalah should buy, and the husband like the candle. Hashem, next time on Wednesday, I'd like to step by step from Sefer onwards to end of the Siman in Siman Shalamin and go to Siman Shin Chachet, so if I'll do Siman Shalamin. Welcome.